Dominion Energy and NextEra Energy just filed the paperwork for a $420 billion merger, the largest regulated utility combination in recent memory, and it reshapes the collateral landscape for infrastructure debt markets across the board. Form 425 filings started appearing on May 20, 2026, on SEC EDGAR. These are not press releases. Companies file a 425 only when written communications about an active, legally structured business combination are already moving to shareholders. The merged entity will carry the NextEra name with an enterprise value of approximately $420 billion. NextEra and Dominion also posted a Form S-4, the registration statement for merger consideration shares. Both documents on file means this deal is structured and the legal machinery is running. Dominion supplies regulated electricity in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, and natural gas in Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and West Virginia. NextEra is the largest clean energy operator in the United States. Together, they touch a significant share of American grid infrastructure. For a treasury manager at a family office with utility bond exposure, your spread assumptions on Dominion paper changed on May 20, 2026, when the first Form 425 hit EDGAR. Pull the S-4 when it is fully posted and read the debt assumption terms carefully before adjusting duration or hedge ratios. Do not wait for your broker to call. The filing is public. For someone building a tokenized infrastructure yield product, this consolidation shrinks the issuer pool in regulated energy, but increases the average ticket size per issuer. Your structuring assumptions around diversification, minimum denomination, and collateral concentration need a second look before you finalize any product design. A $420 billion combined issuer is a different underwriting conversation than two separate investment-grade utilities. For a fintech founder or capital markets operator tracking tokenization of real-world assets, watch how the debt assumption terms in the S-4 are structured. If the combined entity issues new long-duration infrastructure bonds as part of the merger financing, those instruments are exactly what tokenized yield platforms have been targeting. The next thing to watch is when the S-4 registration goes effective. The SEC reviews S-4 filings before they become effective, and that declaration of effectiveness signals the deal timeline and makes the full debt assumption terms final public record.